Rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get a diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket.
Song of the Day, Hold On by Santana, 1982, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating and Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day. Again, Song of the Day from 1982, Hold On by Santana, 464-5685, 1 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating on the Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day, Rick Heyman song. By the way, playing this because of R.I.P. to Alex Ligertwood, that's the name, the voice you hear there, was Santana.
No kidding.
Passed away at age 79 last week.
He died.
Rick, yes. Change up. Steve, lead us off.
Oh, loved it. I love the song. I've loved it for some time.
There's some head bobbing going on there.
Yeah, that song you don't think of it as a Santana.
It doesn't sound
you
like
think
Santana.
Of Ole Como Va, right?
Yes.
Evil Ways.
Yep.
Smooth. Black Magic Woman.
Yes.
In fact, I'm looking at a list of Santana songs. I don't even see that on there. Yeah. I love that song. I've heard it. I've probably heard it 12 times. I've always freaked out by how good it is. You get the bonus Santana riffs. I mean, that's part of the beauty of Santana when you hear it. It's not Santana singing, but you know the riffs are coming. It's almost like a bonus. That song is a great song. Rick, God bless you. I kind of consider it a good find. Very creative in your part. 9.0.
Was an incredibly good find. It's a
God bless you, Bill.
I bump it up in my head because of R.I.P. Yeah. and Santana in the background on the guitar. I can get it to a 3.
Oh.
I can get it to a 3. I would not listen to it.
What is your deal?
Yeah, there's nothing there that I would continue to listen to. If I was driving down on XM radio and I'm listening to that, I'm changing the channel.
I mean, that's part of the beauty of music. It hits people differently. Yeah. That song hits me in a great way, and it doesn't hit you. I don't understand.
Several times this week we've had big
disparities
of song ratings, you guys.
3?
I mean, this isn't Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze. I mean, it's
not. No, I think it is.
Oh.
I'm going to go in the middle of that, like a 6. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it, but flat 6.
Jake's
six,
kind of stretching it a little
bit. No, I could see myself.
He doesn't see it as a 6.
I could see myself listening to that song and not changing the station. Not like on a repeat basis, but one time and moving on. Yeah, I guess Connor's cool.
Connor's going to like it 7-2.
Almost nailed it.
Bill says 7-2. Connor's 7-2-3. Kind of different, but could see myself listening.
Very introspective.
Bill almost nailed it. Exactly. He's got
a good feel for Connor. He's pretty introspective, yes. Connor.
Well, we're joined now by Rick Heyman. Rick, good morning. Pretty solid scores. Bill did not like it, but I'd say Connor, myself, and Sip Did not mind your song today.
I gave it a 9. I loved it.
Sorry,
let's not go with did
Sip
not mind.
Sip loved the song today, Rick.
Did not mind.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, good. I'm sorry, Coach. You didn't like it. We'll
just
talk
didn't
about
hit.
It in a minute.
Sorry.
Just didn't hit.
Just didn't hit. Yeah. Well, you know, you kind of, Jake is restricted on time. And
yes.
He doesn't get to play intros. And
no.
Songs develop differently, you know, so.
That song needed to really pick it up then at the end. It needed,
yeah.
It needed to go to an,
no,
it didn't. Go to an insane level.
No, it didn't, Bill. It was a, it was
you'll,
well
you only
done.
Get about a minute of a song, and
that was 90 seconds.
You know, he's trying to put in there what he can, and
got to get the chorus.
Sometimes, you know, it's got more to it than you think. Okay, well, hey, yesterday you guys were talking about the trimmer, the yard trimmers,
yes.
And the blowers and stuff, and I got to say, out here at the Interland in Ashland, we get a lot of dirt and sand blowing around, and you better have a good blower. And we got three of them, four of them. I bought my wife one of those little dinky ones, you know, that kind of go on a hand drill. You got to have them. I mean, sand everywhere, all the time. And if you go away for a couple months, you come back and everything's covered in sand. But I went and bought this. I got to tell you guys, I went and bought this Ego, the new blower. And you know how the batteries don't last very long on some of these things?
Oh, yeah.
This thing weighs like 40 pounds. It comes with a strap. It's almost a pro, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with two batteries. A lot of have you ever had the one where you bought it and it doesn't have a battery?
Mm.
That's the new trick. Mm. You know, they'll charge you $150 for the device, and then it doesn't have a battery.
Oh.
This thing came with two batteries, and I'm just saying it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Mm. It will give you sandblast rash. It's so powerful.
Did
so
you say
I just
rash?
Did you rash.
Say
said rash. Sandblast
rash. Rash.
Yeah, I try not to get a rash at any time.
Yeah, try to avoid rashes. Rick.
Ointments. Get some sand ointments.
And you probably should wear earplugs because the thing is literally like a jet.
Oh, that's not, I'm sure so, your neighbors love that.
Yeah.
Very well, popular. They all have them too.
You're
so,
giving
I mean, it's all you ever hear.
Neighbors are getting a rash.
That's all you ever hear out here. The birds.
Just blowers. Sounds like a great place to live. Just sand, sand just whipping through your living room. Just
blowers going on.
Just taking the skin off your body.
Rashes.
Everyone out there at Sandy Point has a rash.
It's
ungodly loud.
And get
it's
it
loud.
Out of your eyes and everything else.
It's loud. There's sand everywhere. Everybody has gauze on.
If you leave for a day, good luck.
Good luck. Bring your gauze pads home.
Yeah, you better wear a hazmat suit, you know, if you're going to go out there and blow. So
give me a $2 million anyway. Home immediately.
Anyway, Alex Lichterwood. Alex Lichterwood, very interesting cat. Little tiny guy
yep.
with that huge, huge voice. And he had this giant gap in his teeth,
yep.
his front teeth.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
And he's Scottish. He's a little tiny Scottish guy.
Yep.
And he was came over to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
He was in L.A., played in a lot of soul and funk bands back in the day. And I didn't know him personally. But I had a friend of mine when I went to gemology school in L.A. who was very good friends with him. And he would always tell me, well, I hung out with Alex this weekend and we did this and that. So I feel a little connection between myself and Alex. But he was with Santana for 15 years. And they called him the Scottish Stevie Winwood. He played with Benny King and some others back in the day. Moved to the U.S. in the early 70s. He was known for blues, rock, and R&B. His very first record with Santana was in 1979. Carlos described him in his memoir he wrote. He first saw Alex sing with David Sanchez Band in the mid-70s. He wrote at the time that Alex had a great R&B voice, even though you could hardly understand him when he would speak to you because his Scottish accent was so thick. You wouldn't think that listening to him sing.
No, you wouldn't.
Nope.
He also said Alex fit right into the band. He said after he joined, he became the voice of Santana on many of our albums and on most of our tours in the 80s and the 90s. He can make you feel God in his singing as he did when he sang Somewhere in Heaven on the Milagro album in 1992, You Believe Him. That's what he said about him. So RIP, Alex, just a tremendous talented guy. Also a great guitarist and a drummer.
Wow.
So with that in mind, he died at age 79, and he was still performing up to 2 weeks before he died. He was still playing and singing.
Dang.
God, he was out on his own.
Grit.
Okay. Yes. Here we go. Stop Sippers and the Coach.
Here we go.
Sips first. Here we go.
Steve.
Alex Lichterwood.
What other band formed from some of the original members of Santana? Journey, Bad Company, or Rush?
God. Hold on. Now, what?
I'm writing my answer down.
What other? Say that again.
What other band formed? There was several members from the original Santana band that went on to form another band. Was it Journey, Bad Company, or Rush?
Definitely not Rush.
So what is it then?
Doubtful, Bad Company, Journey.
You get a diamond.
Oh, I went
brilliant.
Bad Company.
Look at him. Look at him assessing that.
I was concerned about when you had him repeat the question like it was confusing the first time.
How about that?
They just don't have the Rush sound.
How about that process of elimination right there?
Now, Rush, you rule out immediately because you know they're a little band. It's not a big band, and they have the same guys.
Journey was started with Greg Raleigh, the keyboard player and singer in Santana's original band, Black Magic Woman and all that, and Neil Schon, the guitar player. They both came out of Santana.
Lichterwood, that song that you played sounds a little like Journey to me.
Yeah. Well, he can sing like that. He can sing high.
You don't hear these high singers.
These high R&B soul type singers anymore. You don't hear them.
Okay.
It's crazy.
We're one for one. Over to Rick. Over to Bill.
Stop it.
How many total albums has Santana issued over their course, a band and an individual? 41, 38, or 57?
57.
Diamond!
Brilliant!
Two for two.
We know our stuff.
Sports.
And they have sold 149 million albums.
Damn.
Over the course
vinyl.
Of lifetime.
Vinyl. A lot of vinyl.
A lot of vinyl with these guys.
A lot of vinyl. And is Santana... yes or no in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for everybody?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, Three Diamonds, one of the first. One of the first bands ever in 1998.
Really?
No doubter there.
When did that place open, do you think?
I think around then, 97, 98.
Well, Rick, what's happening right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey, I got something good here. Now, our shop was just featured in a magazine called Faces of Lincoln. You can go on all of our socials and look it up. Hmm. We have six of the best jewelers in the country. These are Mastercraft jewelers, master craftsmen, guys and gals. You can go check it out at all of our social media. We're going to have it on our website. But, you know, you got to think of your master jewelers, your jewelers in your shop as like your defensive and offensive linemen.
Okay.
You've got to have them, and most jewelers do not. A lot of people don't realize this. Most jewelry companies do not have a shop. They farm it out. They send it back to the corporate office, or they send it to some guy that they're paying that maybe has a shop in his basement. Our folks are right there in the store every single day. You can watch them actually work. And these people are true artisans. It's a very specialized thing that they do. It's part mechanic and it's part artist, okay? And they're working with little tiny things, mm-hmm. and they have magnifiers and they have all these specialized tools. And it's kind of a dying breed. You don't find these type of people just anywhere. So you want to take care of the items that you spent a lot of money for that are very precious and meaningful to you. And we take care of those type of items for you. So if you want to deal with the people that are the best, you got to deal with Sauter Heyman. My dad and my grandfather both were very, very big on this. We have to have our own shop. We have to have our own people. I think our average jeweler's been with us about 20 years or longer. So you don't just go find these people. They're specialized. So Sauter Heyman is your specialized company. They're award-winning. Don't rely on just some guy fixing your precious and priceless items. Check us out, SauterHeyman.com. We have lots of specials coming up over the summer, so pay attention to that. Check us out at SauterHeyman.com. We're in Lincoln and Grand Island. Online worldwide at SauterHeyman.com.
Worldwide.
I'll post more interesting things about the fabulous Alex Lichterwood on my personal Facebook at Rick Heyman.
Rick, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Rick Heyman's song of the day was Hold On by Santana and Alex Lichterwood, RIP, age 79. Yeah. When we come back, hour two, let's try to assess this Matt Rhule contract next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.